Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, MJH Life Sciences CEO Mike Hennessy Jr. examines why pharma and medtech still struggle to deliver truly integrated healthcare solutions. Questions emerge around U.S. funding tied to global vaccine policy shifts, and the FDA approves a new treatment option for adults with presbyopia. In a new analysis, Mike Hennessy Jr. highlights the persistent disconnect between pharma and medtech. Despite shared goals around outcomes, efficiency, and patient-centered care, structural silos, misaligned incentives, and differing development timelines continue to slow progress toward more integrated healthcare delivery models. Meanwhile, a new report underscores how U.S. funding for a major global vaccine organization is increasingly tied to decisions around the removal of thimerosal from vaccines. The development raises broader questions about how policy shifts could influence global immunization programs and long-term vaccine supply stability. Finally, the FDA has approved 10 Point Therapeutics Uvesi for the treatment of presbyopia in adults. The approval adds a new option to the growing eye care market as companies continue to pursue less invasive treatments for age-related vision loss. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.